to the hub we go, and down to Toronto to speak with the general manager of the Columbus Blue Jackets, Jarmo Kekäläinen, joins us on the Gabriel Pizza Hotline. How are you doing this morning, Jarmo?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
We're great, thank you. How was your second night in the hub? How are things? How have you settled in?
Very well. I think this is a great job done by the NHL overall, right from the start when we paused the league to the time that we arrived in the bubble. I think it's remarkable that they have almost 100% record of healthy people in the league, and hopefully it'll stay at 100 now that we're in here all together and get the games going and get everybody what they want. Is hockey and playoff hockey, so we're all looking forward to it.
Most importantly, judging by our last conversation with you, has the NHL put in a pickleball court just for you to make sure you get your pickleball in while you're in Toronto?
Well, I don't think it's just for me, but they do have a pickleball court.
Yeah. No way!
I was in contact with Kyle Dubas, and I told him I'll bring some paddles and balls, and as long as you just make sure that there's nets and lines on the tennis courts. I know they have a nice facility at the other hotel where they have, I think, 8 tennis courts, and they have pickleball courts on those. So Friday we get out of this 5-day quarantine when we can start socializing with everybody in the bubble, not just within our own team, and kind of be quarantined here for the next 3 days. But so Friday we'll have a day off, and I'll take a couple of from our staff and hopefully a couple of the other GMs or people from other teams' management, and we'll play some pickleball.
God, you playing against Kyle Dubas, you might be live on TSN, Jarmo. They might broadcast this live. You never know. Jarmo, in the past...
That's the only way to do it. There's no media here.
No, that's true. Jarmo, in the past, you've represented and been part of the staff with Team Finland, both at the Olympics and, I believe, the World Championships. Has that kind of time and that stay and that feel kind of set you up for what you're kind of feeling early on in the bubble?
Yeah, there's a little bit of the same feel to it. And the World Cup in 2016 was pretty much in the same facilities here now. We're at that practice rink and we're kind of camped out of there and then go into the Scotiabank Center to play the game. So that certainly has the same feel as to the World Cup of 2016. It's a little bit different when we're not allowed to leave the hotel and we're kind of in this own bubble, like everybody calls it. But, everything's great. We've got good restaurants to go to. We got golf simulators, ping pong tables, pickleball courts, as I mentioned. Good gyms for everybody available, all over the hotel and at the rink and everywhere. So you can stay in shape. You can read books. You can do work on computer. And starting tomorrow, we can watch a lot of hockey. I think time will fly here.
Yeah. Jarmo Kekäläinen, the GM of the Columbus Blue Jackets, is our guest. You mentioned by Friday, once kind of the tests are done and hopefully everybody remains negative for COVID, you'll have a chance to socialize even more. How different is that going to be in terms of the playoffs? You know, you're used to kind of having your group and it's kind of us against the other team. And at this point, I mean, you're playing the Leafs. They're staying in the same hotel you are. There's a pretty decent chance you'll be crossing paths with managers and coaches and other players. Like, how different will that be in terms of a playoff atmosphere?
It's probably going to be a little bit different. Everything is different. It's going to be a whole different experience. And I intend to sort of enjoy every moment of it, because it's so different that we'll probably never see this again. And I always kind of think that whatever happens off the ice, if you're staying in the same hotel or you cross paths here, we're all friends. And once the puck drops, we're not. So, and let the guys settle it on the ice. So that's the best way to do it, in my opinion. And I don't mind chatting with the opponent at the hotel or talking about hockey or whatever it is. And once we get to the games, we get a little more serious, and players on the ice is that's the show, and they decide how the games go.
I know you don't want to let your guard down as a general manager, but you're into the bubble. Is there a bit of a sense, though, of relief of bringing everybody in the United States and the hot spots? And I know Columbus downtown in that area had some that it was like, okay, sense of relief that you finally got to Toronto, and so far things seem pretty good.
Yeah, I guess, but I think I've st- stayed pretty safe throughout the whole quarantine time, or whatever you want to call it. When we paused the league, I think I went to a restaurant once since we paused the league with my wife, and that was it. My family, I have a daughter that's type 1 diabetic, so we've taken extra caution to stay safe. And, you know, they've had a small group of friends, my two daughters, that they've socialized with. But I felt pretty safe where we were, and wearing masks every time we go to a store or a grocery store or whatever we needed. But, it's obviously Canada's done a great job with COVID-19, and hopefully it keeps trending down, and we all stay safe and can watch a lot of hockey.
Mm. Jaromír, what kind of hockey do you think we're going to see once the puck drops for real starting on Saturday?
Well, I've been impressed with the pace in the practices. I think that the guys came back prepared. I don't think there's anybody on our team that looked like, oh boy, they didn't do anything during the 4 months off, or 4 months on their own, I should say. So, obviously when you get back in the middle of the summer, it's not like you are in the mid-season form, but it's been getting better and better, and the tempo's been good, and the passes are getting crisper, and I think everybody's getting ready, and everybody's anxious to play. So, you know, these guys are professionals. They know it's their show, and they want to be at their best, and they know what is at stake. So I think we'll see some great hockey.
You guys battled a ton of injuries this year, Jarmo, battled the free agents leaving. We're having an incredible year. We had Brad Shaw on. He mentioned, hey, you've actually got a pretty full roster now, healthy guys. Is there going to be some healthy internal competition with a lot of teams, including yours?
I think that's one of our strengths. I think it pushes everybody to be better. We don't have a lot of big stars, but we have a lot of guys that can play in this league, and they all push each other. That raises the level of practice, raises the level of competition, and keeps everybody on their toes. Because, as we all know, John Tortorella will not be afraid to change the lineup if you're not at your best.
Absolutely. Jarmo Kekäläinen, GM of the Columbus Blue Jackets, is our guest. One of the key pieces you obviously got back is Seth Jones. What kind of a difference does he make in your lineup? And judging by what I've read, at least so far, is the plan to play him and Zach Werenski together for the most part?
Yeah, they've been together for the most part when they are in the lineup. Every once in a while, we try to separate them, but they play so well together. They read off of each other so well, and they have such good chemistry, and they think the game on the same level. So you never know how the lineups are going to change, but yeah, they're together. And, Seth Jones obviously makes a big difference for everybody in our lineup and for Zach Werenski as well. But Zach was having a great season, leading the league in goals from defensemen. But Seth Jones takes care of our own end. He plays against the best opponents' lines. He logs 25 to 28 minutes every game. I don't think he gets enough credit around the league how good of a defenseman he is. He may not be in the top 10 of scoring for defensemen, but as I said, he defends so well. He's so well-rounded and always plays against the best opponents, but still manages to get a good amount of points. So in my opinion, he should be in the Norris Trophy consideration every year just for the overall game that he has. And I think Zach Werenski's trending into that direction as well. His game's taken huge steps, and he's a much more than just an offensive defenseman these days. His complete level has been getting better. He's been getting stronger and stronger, and those two guys together are going to be big key to our success here moving forward.
How impressed, Jarmo, were you this year with, first of all, Merz Likens when Korpisalo got hurt? But just as a duel, I think everybody had a lot of questions when Bobrovsky went down to South Florida. But boy, did both of these guys ever step up for you.
Yeah, they did. And, we obviously, when you have two goalies that don't have a lot of experience at carrying the load or being the number one goalie, you're a little bit nervous and how they're going to do. But we didn't try to go out and get another goalie, so we had faith in them. We knew they had the talent, and Elvis hadn't been over here, so we weren't sure how he was going to adjust to the North American hockey and the NHL, and it took him a little while too. But Korpisalo, we had a lot of faith in that he could take another step, and he was patiently improving behind Bobrovsky, and it's not easy to get ice time behind Bobrovsky. Obviously, he's a great goalie and two-time Vezina winner, but we had faith in these two guys, and it paid off. But there were some nervous moments there, I admit, but I think it was great for our organization. Those two guys were able to live up to our expectations and even beyond, and now we locked them up for two more years, each of them, and I think we have a great goaltending tandem moving forward.
How are you going to handle the goaltending in the playoffs?
Tortorella's going to be making those decisions, and that's not going to be an easy decision, but I think it's going to be a strength of our team, too, that we have two goaltenders that are competing to get ice time and pushing each other, and if one struggles, the other one can jump in, and that was the strength of our team throughout the year, so I believe that's going to be the strength of our team in the playoffs as well.
I know there won't be fans at the game, Yarmo, but both for yourself, the coaches, and the players, is it still exciting coming into Toronto and reading the press and knowing, hey, you're still going to be playing against the hometown Toronto Maple Leafs?
Absolutely. Yesterday we took the walk, the underground tunnel to the arena, and saw it for the first time. So it's going to be an exciting walk there. Even today, when we're going to go watch the other teams play exhibition games, we've all missed the rink and hockey, and I can't wait to get going today.
Will there be, we've chatted about this, I mean, the best of five, there's not a lot of time. Like, you know, you get behind the eight ball quickly, and there might be a tendency from some coaches, some managers to want to change things up with their team. Others may say, let's stick with what got us here in the first place. What's kind of your philosophy as you and John Tortorella have talked about how you want to handle what will be a very quick play-in series?
We've emphasized the importance of game one, for example, in the five game series or best of five series. I think the game one is even bigger than it is in the best of seven. And then, you know, you definitely don't want to go 0-2 in the first two games. And the minimum, you want to split them, and then the third game will be huge again. It's a definitely a different type of series, and I remember I have some very bad memories of one best of five series going wrong when we were in the Finnish League Finals 1999 against TPS when I was managing IFK Helsinki, and we felt like we were the better team, but all of a sudden we're down 2-1 in the series and going to game four, and Mika Kiprusov steals the game. I think the shots were like 48-18, and we lost the game 1-0. They shot from the red line and took a bad bounce and went over Tim Thomas's shoulder, and we lost the game 1-0 and series over, and we're like, what the hell happened here? and I think it could have been, and ifs and buts and all that, you know how that goes, but it wasn't the best of seven series, it was best of five, and game over, and season over, and we didn't win, and I still remember that bitter moment today like it was yesterday. So we got to be prepared and know that this is going to be a different look.
Any way to prepare the players, Yarmo, for no crowd? I don't know how much noise there's going to be, but you come up for a warm-up, I'm assuming you'll have the tunes going, and then there's going to be a little bit of silence, or is it just, hey, get in there and get after it, and let's just play some hockey and forget about it?
It'll be different. It'll be different, like everything about this experience, but I think that the pros, they're, once the puck drops for the game, they're going to be focused, and they're going to be ready to go no matter what. They're performers. They enjoy the crowd, the fans, but it'll be different, and they'll all have to have a different focus now, and I'm certain they all will. But I hope that they all enjoy this different experience as well, because it's probably something they'll never live through again, and hopefully it'll never live through again, because we want the fans back into the building as soon as it's possible. Yeah, I think all the players are ready to go, too, and they can't wait to get this experience going.
Talking to the manager of the Columbus Blue Jackets, Yarmo Kekäläinen. Yarmo, the job of a general manager is to have one eye on today, but also one eye on tomorrow. We are in different times. You've said that many times just in the 10 minutes we've talked to you so far. Will you make judgments on your team? And listen, you may win the first round, you may lose the first round, but are you going to make judgments long-term based on what happens in the here and now in this upcoming playoff? Or do you just kind of throw this out as something that's completely 180 degrees removed from what normally happens, and I'm more bigger picture and look at things, the season as a whole, the last three seasons, and look forward that way?
Well, I think that we have to take an opportunity to evaluate our players in any situation that we're in. And sometimes the adversity brings out the character more than anything. And we're going to be evaluating this, you know, very closely, I'd say. I don't think it's going to be something that we put more emphasis than on a normal situation. It's not that if you have a bank account, as Torch calls it, from the last 3 years where you've been great for us and you struggle for a couple of weeks here, that you're going to be thrown out the window. That's not the case. But I think this is a great opportunity for us to evaluate how the players handle different situations and how they can adjust and move forward. So I'm anxious to get watching and evaluating. That's my job, and that's our job in management. And I think it's going to come down to resilient teams, mentally strong teams, mentally strong individuals will be stronger in this situation that we're in, and that's going to be a big part of it.
We go back 12 months ago, Yarmo. You have Duchesne, Panarin, Bobrovsky, Dzingel. Four guys walk out the door. Don't know how many you wanted to retain, but do you look at it right now for the excellent drafting? Got to get a shout-out to Ville Sirin. Do you look at the flat cap for the next 3 years and realize, boy, you've actually got yourselves in a real good position as far as the salary cap?
Yeah, I think we have some challenges moving into next year because we have some pretty big restricted free agents that we need to sign, and Pierre-Luc Dubois and Josh Anderson and Vladdy Gavrikov, but we'll be fine. And then, we probably get into a little bit better territory after that. I think we should be in good shape. We knew that some of those guys were leaving. We knew some of them we probably couldn't keep if we wanted to. And some of them were just hockey decisions that we had to make for the future of our team. But that's our philosophy. It was then, and it will be in the future too, that we're always going to try to put our team in the best possible position to win that year. But we don't obviously want to mortgage the whole future for 1 year, but we felt that we had a unique group last year and wanted to go for it. We got some results, not enough, but we have some good prospects in our system, and we have a very young team. So I'm confident that we'll keep improving here as a team, and we'll be better next year.
Before we let you go, just want to ask, so much of our news is fixated on the United States of America. How are friends and family back in Finland? And I guess just as a whole, how has the country been dealing with it?
I think Finland's done a pretty good job. I try to follow it closely. Obviously, my parents are still there, and they're getting older, so they have to be a little bit more careful. And my two brothers live in Finland, so I've been watching that situation, and I think it's in pretty good control there. I compare and look at the other Nordic countries, and Finland's right up there with the statistics of doing very well with COVID-19. So I hope it stays that way, and they can keep it under control, and hopefully somewhere in the near future there will be a vaccine or a cure or something that we can get back to normal.
All right. Well, we wish you the best of luck. By the way, I saw your last tweet, Yarmo, in which you showed a picture of a book called Intangibles, written by Joan Ryan. Intangibles, Unlocking the Science and Soul of Team Chemistry. So have you tucked into the book yet, and would you recommend it to our listeners?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's a great book, and she's done a lot of research on the subject, and those are the kind of books that I enjoy, where they're sort of factual with based on a lot of research done and a lot of time put into it. And I haven't gotten through it yet, but I've really enjoyed the first part that I've gotten through so far. And I've read another book that's a little bit similar on the same topic called The Culture Code. And I'm anxious to kind of compare these two books and what kind of different information I can get from this one.
I'd be careful about giving away state secrets, though. I just saw Kyle Dubas' Twitter, and he's now got the same book. So, tried to unlock the key to success.
There you go. Well, listen, there's no love lost for the Toronto Maple Leafs here in Ottawa, as you would well know, Yarmo, from your time here. So you've got most of Ottawa behind you as well in your play-in series with the Maple Leafs. It's going to be great to watch. Lots of fun to have everybody back. We hope you and your team and everybody down there is safe, first and foremost, but have some great hockey again. Thanks for the time this morning, and good luck in the upcoming playoffs.
Thanks for having me, guys.